Another fire burning near the interior community of Tanana has prompted a voluntary evacuation in that community for elders and people sensitive to smoke. The Tzitna fire started from a lightning strike late Sunday about 6 miles northwest of the community. It exhibited extreme behavior, according to fire managers, and in less than 24 hours grew to 25,000 acres. The fire is now growing more slowly, but is moving toward the town and is about 4 miles away. Three crews, including one Type 1 hotshot crew, are fighting the fire. Fire officials are moving crews off the Whitefish Lake fire to Lower Kalskag for a staging area for protecting homes and other communities threatened by fires. Crews have been working to establish a fire line on the northern edge, but are now changing strategies. Francis Mitchell is with the State Division of Forestry.
They would be there available for quick response at Kalskag, Lower Upper Kalskag, Chuatluk, Aniak, because there are fires near those communities.
Crews removed hose from along the western interior line so that it could be redeployed for structure protection. The fire grew more than 1,500 acres going into Monday, but there are now more than 70 active fires in southwest Alaska, and 20 started Monday from lightning. Because firefighters and aircraft are dealing with hundreds of fires around the state, only fires that directly threaten communities or occupied structures will receive staff. Mitchell says the Kalskag crew is stationed near the runway to be ready to move.
Ever-changing and fluid. That's kind of the way operations are. But the focus is on getting the few crews that are in the area in the southwest at staging points where they can be quickly deployed to new fires that threaten life.
Upriver in Crooked Creek, crews laid down hose, set up sprinklers, and prepped the town for point protection. Fire personnel will continue to focus on the western edge of the town while securing multiple structures and sites. The fire is still 3.5 miles from Crooked Creek.